Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
I've been going to the same barber since 2008, so like...
Damn.
You're loyalty.
Loyal.
You are loyal.
He's been through
we
everything.
We love that, yes. We love a loyal man.
Hi.
What is going on, and welcome to the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. Watch the crew is back in the house
super
again.
Super watch.
I'm your host, Ramzi Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com. As always, I'm joined by the one and only Julio Matarosa. Julio, what's going on, baby?
Just out here, director of Vibras, all over again.
Director of Vibes, Mr. First the One. He's a man of many titles, but you know, that's why we love him. He's just a jack of all trades.
I'm out here.
He's out. Julio, we got some special guests in the building today. Why don't you share with the people at home who we got in the house?
We got two special guests. I consider my friends, Jenny and Jessica Flores.
Hey.
Hi.
They said we were too ugly the first episode. We had to bring some beautiful people into the podcast.
It bounces out.
We listen.
I like it. I love that for us. Thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you so much for being on the show and taking the time.
Of course. I've heard it was always a good vibe. I've seen some of your episodes and we're like, when can we join y'all?
You know, I mean, we had to put you in the role of that.
I know, right? You had to like fit us in. So.
We pushed some people back. Don't get me wrong.
No, all right.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
it was Ramsey's fault. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Ramsey's in charge of the calendar.
Yeah, because if it was you, we'd be all over the place, man. Come on now. All right, but before we get started, why don't you guys give just a quick intro and background on who you are, where you come from. That way, you know, the people listening can have a better idea.
Yeah, Jenny, you go first, girl.
Hi, I'm Jenny, and I am a sports enthusiast. I love sports. You'll catch me at every LAFC game, Dodgers. Sometimes, the Lakers. Season's already over.
Kings,
everything. Kings. I'm all over the place. But
Angel City FC as well.
Angel City FC.
Yes. And yeah, I love sports. I grew up watching sports. When I was little, I would watch sports. I would go to like games in Mexico. I know a lot of people that play soccer. I would say soccer is like my top sport, though. It's like my favorite sport.
But yeah, from LA as well. I work in like the music and media radio space here.
Get my eyes real quick. Let me roll them real quick. All right, cool. Go.
She's famous. No. But I do. I love sports. I played soccer in college, outside back. So soccer is definitely my favorite sport to watch.
I was outside back too. I was a right back in college as well.
Yeah, but she was D1 though.
Look, yeah. I did watch some videos of you playing that you're posting on your Instagram. You are good. Like, you're like trickster. He's a little trickster, so I can see why that'd be tricky to defend.
Don't
but
let her lie
I would
you.
Still
don't
kick his ass. Look, let's be honest.
No, you will not. Like,
you say this, man.
Let's stop the train. Let's not get my competitive juices going because I can't. I don't respond.
Okay, what are
you? A forward?
No, I'm a right back. I was a right back in college. Okay, but like when it comes to like people that just like play for fun, I'm a forward.
Okay.
So people that I do my thing a little bit, but I...
No, you definitely do your thing. I haven't played like that in a very long time, please, so I'd be scared to go.
So please don't talk mess, because I will expose
you. No, don't kick his ass.
No. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Look, so talk about your college career experience, because yeah. I know USC, obviously, you know.
One of the top, like, leading lady programs.
Yeah, talk about that, because I know UCLA is obviously, you know, really top. I know some of the Big West schools are pretty good too, but talk about USC, because I know USC has some pros in
the league, now.
Yeah, yeah, like wherever.
And some of that play with you as well. One in Houston, and I guess one in San Diego as well.
Yeah. A lot of my old teammates now, even from when we were growing up, because growing up we were playing on teams that we'd compete across the country. We were like going to Surf Cup and nationals and regionals. And like, we were bred at a young age, like the goal is to get recruited. That was, you know, my entire life. And then the process of getting recruited to USC is kind of similar to any other athlete. You're emailing the coaches. You're telling them, here's my number. Here's my position. This is the tournament I'm going to be at. These are my games, the field. And then if you can, maybe do a highlight tape. So I only played there 1 year, but it was so competitive. It was like the hardest thing ever, because you're coming in as a freshman, you're smaller, no experience. You're competing against playing time against the seniors, you know, junior, sophomore, and you know. And then we came in with 20 girls, like recruits, 20 girls. It's like just as like, or I don't know, it was like something ridiculous, like 16 girls that we came in. But they did end up, I think my senior year or the year after my year, they ended up winning the national title. So it was like a lot of the girls that got recruited with me, they were killer. Like, they were super, super good.
Yeah, I mean, at the D1 level, it's pretty cutthroat, because you have people fighting for scholarships. There's money at stake.
Yeah.
I played D3 baseball. He played NAIA and JUCO soccer.
That's freaking dope.
So, yeah. I mean, like, at that level, it's still very competitive. But I feel like at the Division I level, when you have that money and, you know, a lot more high stakes involved, it starts to get very, very, it's very much a business. And you have to kind of hustle to get in for the first part, and then to stay there.
And people think like, oh, the hardest thing is actually getting recruited. And yes, it's hard to kind of like, you know, be that person where a coach is going to write your name down and actively be like, hey, come play for my school. But it's even harder when, okay, you go from playing club or high school, which is like nothing. And then all of a sudden you're against like the best of the best in the country that's on your team, that's against every team that you play. It's like never an easy workout ever. Hard.
When I went in, I was like, I was a shit.
Right, you think you're the shit.
Yeah, because no, because you are.
You are.
It humbles you, definitely.
You go the shit too.
And you compete, like, all right, so like my JUCO, like, so outside of California, you can get a full scholarship to play community college. So I played in Arizona Western, which is, I think we were ranked like
three. It's the USC of JCs in Arizona.
Straight to God.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
So we, like, my year was the first year we won a state title. So I went in thinking like, ah, shit, this is easy. It's not gonna, nothing's gonna matter. Like, I'm gonna start right away. And then I see the talent. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, people play this good.
Wait a minute. Like, yeah, like up on the field.
Preseason, like, we're going cleats up against each other. We're all teammates. I'm like, what is going on? Relax, guys. And we all turned it up. But like, that team like showed me like what a winning team looks like. We were competitive in practice, in the dorms. Like, we're playing FIFA, and like, we almost get in fights. Like, people gotta stop us from fighting each other. So like, it's hard from going from like you thinking you're the man, the woman.
Yeah, I'm the man. Yeah, you're like walking up there and you're
to going to campus and you're seeing somebody like, this guy is different. Like,
yes.
And so it's scary at first until like you adjust, but it's
fun. Scary. And it's like, even though like soccer is very much a team sport, when you're playing it in college, it is a team sport, but you're also like fighting for your life every practice, every game, because you don't want to be on the bench. Like, you want to get playing time. So although these are your girls and, you know, they need to have your back on the field, like whenever you're off the field and you're really like fighting to get like, you know, even a little bit of time on the field, like, yeah, you're fighting for your life, especially the seniors that are there. You don't want somebody younger coming in and taking like their playing time and stuff. So it was very aggressive.
Super aggressive. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I got kicked out of practice a few times, so it was bad.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not because the game's aggressive. It's because you're just
Yeah, you're aggressive. Or what?
Yeah. This guy played against me.
I mean,
he's a hothead, huh?
He's a sweetheart off the pitch, but on the pitch, you know what I mean? Like, he's just a different person.
Yeah,
he's like a monster. That? I've seen him. I've seen him at the base play. Yeah,
I don't know that guy. Throwing elbows.
Yeah.
I don't know that guy.
Okay, so you play dirty.
No, I'm
clean. Yeah, he does.
Don't let the fresh taper fool you.
This is Julio slander right now. It's not true. All right, so like, what happens is, I just respond easily. So when people like hit me, like.
He gets triggered. I've seen it.
Yeah, he's easy to get in his.
No. So wait, do you like hold other teammates accountable?
No. So like,
pass me the ball.
Yeah, he does. He yells.
Yeah. Just give me the ball and get out the way.
You can hear him from a mile away.
No, but the thing is, like, I'm the enforcer. Like, I have a lot of good team. Like, my team was had a lot of good players around me, and like once they get hit, like they don't respond. So I feel like I gotta respond for them.
Okay.
So next play, I'm going in a little hard, probably. Something up, but whatever. It's part of the game.
Okay, so have you ever gotten a direct red?
The base one time.
At the base, but like in college or like in high school.
Yeah, I was leading my team in cards. but that doesn't define me as a man.
Hey, don't judge me.
Don't judge me.
Based off of the amount of red cards
I've got. I just feel like the ref was soft. He just didn't let us play. He didn't let us play.
That makes sense.
Nah, there was one time in college where like I went in. A minute, because if you get a card in college, you got to sub out.
Yeah.
So I went in like 2 minutes, and then I got a yellow card, so I had to get subbed out. Coach was so mad at me, but.
I mean, yeah. I got a direct red once in high school, too.
What you do?
Honestly, I would never mean to actually do this, but the girls behind me, they were throwing it in, and like we're facing them, so we're like fighting for the ball. And I go like, I jump up to flick it behind me, you know, like when you flick it. Yeah. So then I go like this, and my elbows go like this to the girl behind me, and it like
be careful,
cuts
Jenny.
Her open. Sorry. I go like this, like super hard on her eye, and she's just like bleeding from her eye. And obviously, I felt super horrible, and I remember because.
You said sorry?
No, that's a high key.
I did say sorry. I got a direct.
You can't say sorry. You should have like, oh,
well, yeah, because you got to walk out like you did it. Scarf on, you know, her face, you know, for either like the rest of her life or like, I don't know. It was like
it's
really
cute.
Bad.
It's like, it's a battle wound. People are going to ask. It's a good conversation.
She just wants this girl freaking out.
A little mascara should be good.
That's a little mascara. That's a good move, though.
Foundation.
That's that move. The jump of the elbow. Wait, because it's like inadvertent. It's inadvertent.
Yeah, like I'm not like, let me knock this girl out. Right. I was like, no,
but
let me
if
get
you
some
wanted
air
to,
and like.
Like if you wanted to.
One more time, huh?
So then we ended up playing them like at their home field. And I guess like everybody in the crowd knew and they were just like screaming. Revenge, because she
They're
was marking
revenge?
Me. No, like the crowd was screaming revenge when it was like at their home field, and I was just like, oh my god.
And mind you,
I would have doubled down and got another red card.
Mind you, we're both coming from private schools. We're Catholic school girls.
Yeah.
So that's probably a big deal. I want to know what high school it was.
It was, I think, LaSalle. It might have been LaSalle.
But what high school did you go to?
Bishop Montgomery in Torrance.
Mm, yeah, I didn't go there.
What school did you go to?
I went to Cantwell in Montebello. Go Cardinals.
Wait, what sports did you? I know you played something in high school, didn't you?
I did track.
Okay.
She's a runner. She's a track star.
I was a hydration manager for the football team.
Wow.
See?
Water's important. Cheers for that.
Cheers to water.
Cheers to water.
Hydration. Cheers to
water. Yes. Cheers.
We got the water right here.
You're like, bye.
So you were on a club team because that's the only other way you could have been recruited, right?
No, so I got
Sunday league.
Sunday, no. So what happened was Jose, my youngest brother, his team was number one rated in the nation. So this was like, I got recruited a year and a half after high school. So one random year, like I was just, I was not even thinking of going to college. So random year, I went to go practice with my brother's team. Number one team rated in the nation, Real SoCal. Shout out
Real
SoCal.
Oh my God, I hated Real SoCal because they were so good. We would play them for years and years. We were like rivals. We'd catch them at Surf Cup, like all of them, like the Blues, United, Mustang from up north, like all those teams. Oh my God.
But I played club in Culver City, PCSC, Pacific Coast Soccer Club. We were not that good, but whatever. My brother's club team, I go practice with them. One of the guys from Arizona comes and he's like, who's that guy? Like, he can play a little bit, like bring him for a tryout. And that was me. So I was working in the LAX, putting like the bags inside the airplanes.
Were you in high school still?
No, I was already out of high school. It was like a year removed from high school. So they're like, come try out. I'm like, whatever, I have nothing to lose. Like, so I go, and then the same day where we had a little tryout, they presented a paper like, all right, you got a full ride scholarship if you want to play.
Oh my God. That's kind of like, yeah. I mean, I've never heard a story like that before. Yeah. It's always like you go through the system.
I know. Yeah.
What?
And you did all 4 years? You ended up...
No, I did 2 years there, and then I did 1 year at HIU.
You went to Hope.
Hope International, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
But, yeah,
that's a cool story,
though. It didn't work well at HIU. It was a Christian school, and my values did not align.
He's like, listen.
Going to Downtown Fullerton and then going back to class, it was not a good fit.
It's literally right there in Fullerton, right? Yeah.
11 minutes away.
As much as you know, I'd love to continue to go down memory lane in high school. You know, we got a show to
okay.
So, I mean, those are great stories.
Let me be Beyonce, please.
No. but I mean, so you mentioned 1 year at USC, and then you shifted to kind of more career stuff and getting into media. So what was that like, and how did that kind of set you up for where you are at currently?
Okay, well, I remember because I was, again, I would be like at practice or I'd be like at training, and I'd just be like dying on the field because it's hard.
It's a full-time job paired with another full-time job.
Mm-hmm. Like being at school, it'd be like, your schedule would be like alarm go off, 5:30, get to the field at 6. If you weren't fast enough or you didn't pass the fitness test, then you're going to be in the shit group, which is super high intensity training. And you'd have to be there before everybody else. And he's going to run you to the ground till you were like throwing up, like literally about to faint. And then the rest of the team comes. And then you like train with everybody. And it was just so intense that I just didn't feel like my heart was in it anymore. And USC is a great school in the sense that it has so many different opportunities. And I'm like, dang, I really want to take advantage of this. So I like try to convince my dad, like, please let me, you know, leave soccer because I want to take advantage of everything else happening at this college. He's like, no, tú nomás quieres ir de party. You know how they are. He's like, you're going to lose your discipline. I'm like, no, I'm serious. You know what's so funny? I party now way harder than I ever did in college, which is fun. In college, I was very like, all I did was pretty much work. But yeah, I remember the first day I woke up as not an athlete anymore. My roommate was going to practice. This was second semester, freshman year. She was going to practice. Everybody was going to like games and stuff. And I'd just be left in the dorm room like, oh my God, like your identity's gone. You don't even know who you are anymore. So then I took myself to the gym at USC, but not the athletic gym because I no longer had access to that. So then I started crying even more. And I'm like, damn, I'm really working out with like all the normal.
The narcs.
The normal.
You know that?
College sports.
I guess I'm a NARPS, guys.
But isn't that a better feeling than wearing your soccer gear or like your baseball gear to first day of class? You're like, hi.
Yeah. What's up? I got my backpack on.
Guys, I'm a NARPS.
Or they would call them the muggles. Like, they'd be like, dang, you're really a muggle now. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah, so NARP is non-athletic regular person. And that's so us like we're elitist. You know what I mean? Like you've seen those TikToks, it's like, am I better than everyone? You know what I mean? Like,
hey counselor, do you got my classes ready for me?
Right, exactly. So that's the term. They got some players, man. Like they have a rookie on Louisville right now. Can't think of her name. She's like a first round pick, but she's balling out
at USC right now.
She was at USC last year, and she's a first round pick, and she's playing in Louisville.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's balling out. I forget her name, but dang. I know Elizabeth Eddy. She's been in the league.
She was my teammate.
Yeah.
Especially Houston right now.
She was there. Right? She was a junior when I was a freshman.
She's played everywhere.
She was one of those players, like Elizabeth Eddy. Oh my God! Not only the most positive, just. I don't know how to explain it, but she decided she wanted to learn lacrosse. She joined the USC lacrosse team, which was like just as good. Like, I think, if I remember correctly, but she was so fast, so supportive. Like, she was always like, as a freshman, she didn't have to be nice to me. She was so nice to me. Like, shout out Elizabeth Eddy, man. If anything, one of my favorite players on that team.
What about Katie Johnson? She played for San Diego as well.
Katie Johnson?
Oh, yeah.
She was my year. Yeah, she was your year as well. Yes. Shout out.
I made a little bit of research. You seen it?
Yeah.
He's naming all the players. Nah. Yeah. So shout out KJo. She's from La Cañada. She was came in freshman year with me, but she was like next level also. I think she might have started freshman year, which was so
big
damn
time.
Near impossible
big time.
To do.
Big time stuff.
Yeah, I remember I'd go against her and I'm like, girl, like you're just next level.
She played
like.
For the Mexican national team too.
She did.
Yeah, she did. And a girl named Tanya, also my freshman year, played for the Mexican national team. She got kicked off the USC team because she went to the World Cup. I'm not sure where she's at.
Tanya, she came out to play with at Chino's pickup game as well.
No way.
Yeah, she was playing for Pachuca, I believe, or Monterrey.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
and she was badass because she ended up going to the World Cup our freshman year. She got the golden boot, which means I think she scored. I don't know if I'm remembering correctly. Imagine I'm not. But from what I remember, she couldn't play at USC anymore because the coach was like, either USC or the World Cup. She's like, I'm going to the World Cup.
Come on.
Obviously. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I love USC, but this is the World Cup we're
talking about. Yeah. I loved her too. Great, great girl.
Previous episodes, I said it already. I'll give an auntie up for like a World Cup chance.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're psycho. That's
it. I got about an auntie or two that.
You give her up for a plate of for like a plate of food.
No, nah, not that. That's messed up. You probably depends if it's sushi or not.
All right, so let's talk about what you guys are up to now. Because I mean, obviously the past is great.
It's fun.
Good, but
almost cried a little bit.
Yeah. Go reminisce. Oh,
now memory lane.
You know, nostalgia. Getting a little nostalgia on. But what are y'all up to nowadays?
Well, we got some exciting news. Yeah. We're actually working on a podcast.
Yeah, you guys have to come on.
Well,
together.
I mean, we'll get back.
Yeah,
on
we
show,
could
yeah.
do like a dual episode.
Yes.
Oh yeah. A little crossover.
You gotta talk to my agent.
Who's your agent?
Well, I was like, is it? Oh, I was like, is it?
All right, well, so
I get 10%, which is zero.
Whatever. I mean.
Yeah.
So, what is the podcast gonna be about?
It's gonna be about everything. There's so many topics, but it's based on Wendy, our friend Wendy. So she has this nonprofit. Street Vendors United. So it started off with that, and we're just gonna talk about everything. I am gonna be an ongoing co-host.
Yeah.
So I'll be in and out. But there, Wendy will be there, and our other friend Ophelia and Jessica will be part of that. Yes.
So it's cool. Yeah, it's cool because like obviously there's so many street vendors that get attacked around Los Angeles, and there's a lot of like discrimination and hatred and violence towards them. So I guess a big point of it is to have a podcast where we could talk about everything like sports, relationships, like anything, career stuff, but also whatever proceeds we get, a portion of that goes towards the community. Yeah. Like we want to raise money for individual people that, you know, really, really, really need it. You know, that so that's pretty much like the whole basis of it is to kind of join that platform with, I guess, helping LA. Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be a lot of fun. We've already started filming, so
yes. Yeah, because I'll tell you, like, I've seen those posts, man, where they're like tipping over the Elotronics, the cart, and the dude is just like getting emotional. I mean, this is heartbreaking to see.
Yeah, like, and that's what I was seeing, like the flip side, when we see like the people just giving money to the street vendors, which is great. These people are hardworking people. They're just trying to make a living.
Yes, definitely. And then so, like, I mean, they go every day and they hustle and
set up.
It's mad respect that it's just amazing what these people do, and it's just unfortunate that there's like discrimination going on, but yeah, people make a living off of this. And yeah, they're just trying to support their family and get by.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, like, how angry do you have to be at your own life to really go and harass these people? Like, don't you have better things to freaking do with your time? Like, are you bored? Like, let these people live. And, like, honestly, I've never been in, an actual fight in my entire life.
Let me see your pose. See your fight pose.
My fight pose? Oh, no, you don't see that.
I know. I was like, I want to see this too. No,
and, you know, people have tried me, like more specifically girls at like bars, you know, when they're drunk and stuff, you know how it gets out here. But I've never been in a fight.
I'm
but
like,
if I ever caught someone harassing like a street vendor,
she's here for all the smoke.
I'm throwing hands. Like, I don't care if I got nails on. Hey, I'm going to take off my, I will fight you very quickly.
Yes, definitely. But shout out to Wendy.
Que violenta.
Well, no, I'm not. I'll probably fight you with my words first, and then if it gets to that point, then I'm gonna be like, hey, back up. You know what I mean? Like, all nicely back
start
up.
Taking off your shoe.
Throw my shoe at
them. So when are you looking to go live with the podcast?
Hopefully soon. I mean, I don't know if you guys are doing this, but we're doing ours by seasons. So we want to do like a season of eight episodes, take a break, regroup, and then do like another eight. So right now we've already done two. We have, six more? And then, you're going to be a part of those, which is going to be dope.
We have a lot of cool guests showing up. Maybe you guys will pop.
Well, we haven't even gotten an invite.
Yeah, so but honestly, we're there.
This is your invite.
This is like months in advance.
Don't worry. We're going to push a couple people behind and fit you into the
Yeah, definitely. We're super excited, so everybody stay tuned.
What else are you up to, though? I know you're busy.
Jenny,
let the people know.
I'm actually a therapist for kids with disabilities, so that's... Nice.
So,
very nice.
Caring queen.
Yeah, so that's my 9-to-5, and then after that, I just, like, I help everybody, like all my friends that are in social media. I can help them create their content. And then we have this podcast going on, but
she's busy.
I'm booked and busy.
She's a busy.
Although she doesn't reply, guys. I'm just although she doesn't reply. Don't get mad. Don't get mad.
See, you know what? Sometimes I don't reply. So like
she saw it though.
You know what? Like I'll see it on my watch and then I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like I'll mentally reply.
Mentally.
Yeah, and then
that's my biggest issue. I do always mentally reply.
You know, all the guys are probably like, ugh.
They're like, whatever.
Yeah. But not booked and busy.
Guys without an S.
No.
No.
I was like, no. No. But yeah, booked and busy over here.
How about you, Jessica? What are you up to outside the podcast?
Right. I mean, the podcast being one of them, I'm working towards getting my real estate license just for kind of like fun to have it. I have a big passion for real estate for whatever reason. I'm working on like this van project. I'm kind of building out like this van, like this tiny home on wheels, which has been the most difficult thing in the world. Like it is so frustrating, but we're going to do it. Hopefully travel the country once it's built.
She's going to take the videos. Me. You're like getting on there straight on carpentry.
Yes. I know. I got like the worker boots and everything. Yeah. I think I'm Bob the Builder.
Home Depot.
Oh, I just told her her van right now. I was like, dude, this smells like Home Depot. I love it.
It smells like wood and
like
paint.
Smells like construction right there.
Yeah. Yes. So building a tiny home on wheels had been taking like a big portion of my time. Also, stuff that's like super unannounced or anything like that. Potentially maybe get back into the radio world in LA. Maybe not. We'll see. I'm working with like a lot of dope brands like online and kind of creating content for them. I recently did like this thing with... it was like Meta and NFL and stuff like that, which has been fun. So it's cool because right now a lot of the stuff that I do is freelance, like I'll either like MC a nightclub or stuff like that, which is cool. It literally lets me kind of make my own schedule. But I do miss having like that solid like 9-to-5 or like that solid radio show where you're getting
like
that.
It's all right.
No, so how was having the radio show though? Like you had it. I seen you brought some of our friends. FIFA there, so like how was having that radio show?
It was cool. Like I guess for anybody that doesn't know, it was 7 to midnight here in LA, a radio station called Cali 93.9, so 93.9, and it was the most fun. All right. Yeah, it was the most fun.
But did you hear her radio voice?
Yeah, she did.
I was like, what?
Really? I feel like this is how I talk on the radio. Like I just
say the
mic in front of her. She's already.
What was the radio station?
Cali 93.9. I did not say it like that. I said Cali 93.9.
That's how it is. Yeah. Non-regional dialect or something like that, where like it's like the news reporter voice.
No, I never use it. Not in radio. You do not want to use the news reporter. Well, I mean, it depends on the station, but radio nowadays, they don't want you to talk like it's Jessica Flores. Right, I'm like, people are gonna be like, No, radio nowadays is all about talking the way you talk. So if I were to crack the mic on a radio show, it would be like Cali 93.9 número uno para reggaeton y más. Hey, let's go ahead and give away some Bad Bunny tickets.
Wow.
It sounds like my voice, but it's funny because my first radio show ever was Radio Disney, and that
did you do all this?
She's like, with the stick?
That's Disney Channel. I was not doing that, but because I was so new to radio, I thought I had to switch up my voice. So I'd be like, "Hey, what's going on? It's Radio Disney. It's your girl Jessica." Sounded so different.
Kids Bop came on the background.
It was not Kids Bop. That bubble. But yeah, I would change my voice. But the more experience you get, I feel like then you're like, you got to just be yourself. Like you just got to talk how you are. Obviously, make sure you have energy. But yeah, you don't have a radio voice for the most part, I don't think.
Right. And being a DJ and having your own show, you're obviously doing, you know, your thing in between songs and in between commercials. But for the actual playlist and the songs that you're playing, is how much of it is like pre-programmed? How much is of an influence do you have as you know, that the head of the show?
Like for music or for what I say? Oh, music? No, I don't have any say in that at all.
Who paid you to play the music?
I wish. So if I have a show and I don't have like an actual live DJ, then it's written on this screen. There's like a screen, and so it's pre-programmed. You can't mix that around. It's there for a reason. It's there because it's what's going to bring in the most ratings. It got tested. But if I actually have a live DJ, yeah, they still have free reigns to play what they want, but they have to play certain songs by a certain time in a certain hour. Than that, they can kind of play around. So I don't have to do with the music. What I have to worry about is making sure that the commercials play, making sure things play on time, making sure that if I have a little bit of time to talk, I'm filling that in with words. And like that is the rush of it, because it'll be like you have 20 seconds to intro, give away tickets, say the number, close out, okay, boom, and then you just see it counting down and you have to fill it in, and then it sounds smoother, as opposed to like if you only talk for 10 seconds and then it's like 10 more seconds of instrumental and it doesn't sound as tight. So you want it to sound as tight as possible.
You have the internal clock.
Yeah, right? And you have it like literally there in your face being like, you have 20 seconds to say all these things, and then the song's just gonna start playing automatically, whether you like it or not. So it's interesting.
It's definitely crazy, because growing up, like I used to listen to the like 105.9, like Kiss FM, Power 106, all those stations. Now I feel like with streaming, especially since streaming has taken over,
100%.
It's become more democratized as to what people listen to, right? Because before, like the radio would put on, you know, what I would listen to. That had
I'll
a huge
buy
influence.
You a drink.
Right, exactly. You know, like the whole
they would break songs. Yeah. Exactly, they would break music.
Now it's like TikTok, like stuff like that is really, and it's coming from the listener. So how does that dynamic work for you as, you know, being in that industry?
It is interesting, because I think everybody in radio knows, like, TikTok determines, you know, Spotify, Apple Music determines now what's going to be on, you know, the radio. Because at the end of the day, radio wants to get ratings. They want people to listen to it. They're not going to just do their own thing. Like, they're going to follow what's going on with the time. So it is definitely interesting to see that shift. Because when I first got into the industry, it was like, I was producing at Power 106. I was producing in college at the time, The Liftoff, which was J. Crew's Just Incredible, 7 to midnight. I think I was like a sophomore, junior in college, just kind of seeing how artists would come on that show and break music. People would come and do freestyles. It was like when radio really was like at the height of things. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, in these past like 7-8 years since I've been there, like things have really shifted. It's different. And if you don't acknowledge that and you're in radio, then You're gonna get passed by. Yeah, you have to get with the times for sure.
That's nuts. And I think now you see a lot of artists kind of utilizing social media to become famous before they kind of break their songs, right? So you see, not like meme artists, but like artists like what's her name? Bad Baby, who, you know, got famous from a Dr. Phil song or Dr. Phil show, and all of a sudden she's, you know, breaking. She's
Catch
got
Me
music.
Outside,
right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
How about
she's
that?
Catch
How
Me
about
Outside, that? Girl. And I just saw, you know, she bought like a $5 or $6 million house in Miami, all cash.
Make so me like, a meme, please.
So, So what's your take on all that? Because seeing like how it was in kind of the heyday of, you know, people coming in doing a freestyle, like the more kind of traditional way, versus now you have people 6ix9ine, you know, Jenny 69, like kind of making all these.
That's not me.
we'll get to that in a second.
That's a good.
What's your take on that, and just kind of how the industry has shifted in the last 5-6 years?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to see how like a lot of like these TikTok stars, influencers, start all of a sudden having like these music careers, and they really do take off. And I think at first people don't want to take them seriously as like artists, right? Back in the day, you actually had to have artist development. You had to sit there and make sure that an artist was like ready to be launched. People took more time on music. It would take like a year to come up with like a solid work of art, like an album. You don't really get albums like that anymore unless you're really established. Now it's like you really have to just be single, make it go viral. People are making music that they know are going to go viral on TikTok, which means music is moving a lot quicker. It's not like before where a song would hit for a very, you know, very long time. Now it's like, oh, okay, TikTok kind of just, you know, escalates things.
Right.
And it's crazy because I also worked at TikTok previously, like right when I graduated college. It was Musical.ly at the time. I don't know if you guys remember that.
It was like dot A-L-L-Y. Yeah, and people were doing like this.
And then that exact ad.
No. You gotta do it again.
You're doing like all the like
lip-singing.
Just, you know, just like
yeah, little, like all the little dances where it's like lip-singing.
Yeah,
so I remember actually seeing a lot of the influencers on the app. They were like 13, 14. They would go super viral, then like release the song and it would go super viral on the app. But now it's about longevity. Like, can you actually take this song, this viral moment, this 15 seconds of, you know, minutes of fame or whatever you call it, and can you actually become an established, well-respected artist for the music portion, not just because you're a viral meme, you know what I mean?
And so, so like I think, if you actually have the musical chops, if you have like the talent, getting standing out in that first part, like becoming like famous because of a meme or whatever. If you have like musical talent, like someone, like I was talking to John, our founder, earlier today, and he said, you know, someone like Doja Cat, like
who got famous
with that cow, like a bitch on my cow song. And but now, I mean, I like her songs, you know,
she has
she's like talented.
She just performed at Coachella.
Right. Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Awesome. And
Doja Cat, actually, she was making music when I was in college. Cause I would listen to a lot of her old stuff in college.
Yeah.
At the time I was dating this guy who is now this incredible songwriter, like wrote arguably some of the biggest hits of our time. But I remember when he was just an intern, he was like, listen to this girl Doja Cat, and I listened and I was like, wow, I really like her music. And then the Moo song came out and now she's like Doja Cat. But it's crazy like how long this girl had been working. But she went viral for the Moo song, but actually she was always a really incredible artist all along.
And so the talent will always shine through. It's just trying to like cut through the noise,
because there's
so many people who do have talent, but they're trying to kind of get seen and
they won't go viral.
Exactly.
And then people go viral for like no damn reason.
Right. Yeah.
And
like then you're Island Boys or whatever, you know what I mean?
Right. And but see, where's their next Island song? Boy. It's like, that's why you need to keep it going. That's
the hardest part. I told everybody, I just want to be a one hit wonder, get one song in, and I'm out.
Then you're done.
I'm done. I don't want to be famous. I just want one song.
Dude, because is being famous even a good thing?
No, like, I don't want it.
I think it's like a happy thing. Well, you know, depends on how much, but like, I don't think it's
that. You can't live a normal life.
I got my single already. It's called Dame tu pusas, pero sin cortido.
Ah, it's going to be reggaeton.
What, parentheses, pero sin cortido?
Yeah. We're still working the kinks out.
We're just waiting for the right time.
Yeah, we're waiting for the right time to release it.
As his manager, you know.
It's going to be more like EDM, like a cumbia mix. Yeah. So it's a whole new genre.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna we're working on turning him into a meme because he has the
time. I think he could. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
I think so too.
I think he could. 100%. He's very memeable.
He's very memeable.
It's good. It means like, you know, you can get people's attention.
I like that. I like
very
that.
Very memeable.
I hate you right now.
Is that a new word? Memeable?
Memeable.
Yes.
I guess I'll
memeable.
Here you go.
Urban Dictionary that.
I love it.
But
some people get called cute. I just got called memeable.
I mean, people are recognizing you.
There
bro.
You
people
go.
Are recognizing you.
They have.
You have star quality, star potential.
Because of the first to one, right? Yeah, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that.
We went to the Galaxy tailgate, and it was weird for me because they were like, oh, I'm like, hi.
Oh, they recognized
you?
Yeah, because he has a I'm telling you, I went to go play soccer a year ago, and then I had seen you again, and I'm like, I've seen him before. Like, I recognized
you. Big personality.
No.
You really do.
Yeah.
You have, like, an corner. Energy that doesn't...
I'm usually in the corner by myself, just chilling.
Vibing. No, that's why...
Vibing. I'd be vibing.
So that's why we brought him on as the director of Vibes, because he has an energy. He has an aura.
It has no pay, but a lot of fun.
So you do have, like, this incredible energy. Do you ever feel like when you're out, like, people always look to you to always just be, like, happy and stuff? And, like, does
honestly,
that ever take a toll?
But he always is happy.
I'm just a happy person.
I've never seen
always
him sad.
Always.
Like, I just can't help it, like...
Dang, teach me, because I'd be going through it sometimes.
So do you get that phenomenon where people look to you as like the outgoing person that needs to be like the life of the party?
I feel like sometimes, but I'm very like, if I need to like leave, I'll leave. Because sometimes I do get a lot of social anxiety, or I do get very like, I don't know. Like,
she just like kind of disappears. Like you're like, wait, where did she go? And she's in her van.
I'm like, take a 5-minute breather.
Find me in my van. Like,
yeah.
So ladies, all right, I have to ask this just because the fellas will get mad at me if I don't. Relationship wise, are we single? What are we doing?
We're single. and sometime maybe wants to mingle. I don't know.
Depending on the day, wants to mingle.
It just depends. I don't know. But I'm definitely single. Single. You know that saying? Yeah. You're sola single. Que mal acompañada. Yeah. That's me.
All right.
Yeah.
Single. I am single. Like, the last time I was in a relationship was like, what, like a year ago? More than a year ago.
I think it was a little bit more
than a year ago. Yes. But I am single. There is somebody that's kind of like in and out of the picture, but we're still trying to maneuver that situation.
Wait, is this considered a situationship or?
No.
No. Okay. So she's single.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm single and
I'm going to shoot my shot.
He would definitely Ramsey.
I've been out the game and I couldn't imagine being in it now.
It's a little messy.
Yeah, one of the greatest Twitter threads I've ever read in my entire life was when Steph Curry's parents divorced. And a dude like was like, bro, you do not want to be out here right now. Like, he's talking about how difficult dating is. You know, there's different, I mean, with stuff online and in person. And like, he said something about charcoal ice cream.
It's just like, so hard for people to commit nowadays because you go online, you see like pretty girls, you know, whatever, guys are constantly trying to get at girls. It's just, it's so, you get in a fight with your person and all of a sudden you just want to jump online and like see what else is out there. It's so hard. And also, I know you can relate. I can relate. Everybody can relate. You talk to somebody for a certain amount of time and then it just kind of ends up dying out, or like it just kind of ends up not being anything. I don't know. It's just so hard. Everybody has like ADD out here, I feel like, you know?
Dating ADD.
Yeah.
That's a new syndrome.
I'm just single out here by myself.
Okay, so how has it been for you, like dating out here as like a single man? Like, how do you see the girls?
So like, honestly, me, like, all right, so like, I'm 32 now, like, but...
No, you're not.
Super 32. You're 32? Yeah.
You 32. Look so much younger. Okay, guess our age.
I walk out on my face.
Like, guess our age.
Same. We're going to take educated guesses here. So,
oh, yeah, let's guess. This is a fun game.
So, okay, so I'm gonna do some mathematics here. Yeah. So, you said Katie Johnson was your grade in college.
Yeah.
So my girlfriend played college soccer too. And so she played against Katie Johnson in high school.
Oh.
So I'm going to guess...
Flint Ridge.
She went to, so my girlfriend went to La Crescenta and Flint Ridge is in
where Katie went.
Right, yeah. So I'm going to say they were in the same class. I don't know if they're in the same class or she was a year younger. So I'm going to say 28.
I'm 28.
Let's go. See,
I'm just kidding. I'm 28.
I like it. Okay.
But it's 20 greats now. You know, 28 is the new 24.
You know, I love my age. Like, I have never felt so happy and so just.
Yeah, me too.
Like, aware of who I am and just.
Me as well.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
Yeah. Like, when I was young, like my young 20s, it's like a shit show. You're just like out here just like trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm slowly starting to actually figure it out, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
All my 20s, I was in a relationship. Like, now I'm just.
Yeah, same
finding,
girl?
Finding myself. Two girls.
Oh, two girls. Okay.
5 years in a 2 year. But like, I'm like, honestly, like, this is the first time, like, the longest period I've been single. But
how long have you been single?
Shit. I'm playing 2 years, but like, I honestly, like, I have found myself more, like, I'm so used to being in a relationship. Now I'm like just by myself. I'm getting to know myself a little bit more. I've gone to like movies by myself.
Underrated.
Getting dinner by yourself. Have you ever?
Oh my god.
Yes, I love you that. Like
a YouTube video on your phone. Yeah, or something. Fantastic.
Put the earpods on. So
have
like,
your tomato bisque. I do that all the time.
Yeah. So like, yeah, and like. You see my
tomato bisque.
I like going to great restaurants. So like,
no, Panda Express. Like, she's a big fan of Panda by the way.
Panda Express, yes.
She.
I hate Panda Express.
Bro, listen, we cannot.
She. All right, we can't. Right,
but I'll try. I'll try it for you.
I'll try it for you.
Okay. Give it chow mein, I guess.
Yeah.
No, but like it's way better when you can just find yourself and you can do things by yourself.
So how has it been
like dating? Like, how do you see the girls out here? Because we could complain about the guys
all day. Yes.
So, but how has it? What are your complaints about the women of this time?
See, me, like, I'm a big believer in just like vibes. Like, if I can vibe with you, if I can like talk to you about everything from like fun topics to political topics to real social topics, like
wife and mom.
please don't. so if I can have a great conversation with you, like, I'm more at this point in my life, I'm not looking for looks, I'm not looking for anything, I'm looking for we can mentally vibe.
Yeah.
So it's all mental for me now. Like.
So it's not looks at all. At all. Oh,
yeah. A little bit, but like.
A little bit.
Guys, you have to
be attractive.
You have to be attractive.
Ramsey's
like,
but if you're cute, I'm like, we're having a conversation. And I'm like, so yeah? So I'm like, oh, that's cool. It's cool. Like,
you get over it quick.
Quick. Like, all right, nice meeting you. Like, here, let me pay for dinner. Have a great night.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do you pay for dinner on the first date?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, wow. Because...
Are we split it?
I mean, I'm thinking about my little brother. So we raised him, like, now he has a girlfriend, but I was like, okay, if you ever take a girl out on a date, like, you have to pay for her, like, that's, like, the gentleman thing to do.
No, if you ask her out, it's on you.
Yeah, but in my situations, I've been on dates where, I mean, I don't mind
going. First dates, though.
Yeah, like, first date, well, first or second dates.
We're just perpetrating the patriarchy.
Yeah, we're like, we've gone halfers, and that's okay.
Guys, go
like,
half,
I don't
it's okay.
Mind
go half, like, guys, it's okay, go half, guys.
Mike, on a first date, that's what you guys want? No. Like, halves?
See, I've been not, going on a first date in like 6 years.
You're not
so. No. So if I invite you out, I am paying because it's like, it's on me. Like, if I'm taking you out because I know I got it.
Okay, so what if a girl invites you on a first date?
I'll still try to pay.
If she offers, are you saying, okay, let's split?
No.
It's one of these, like...
No, I'll pay. And be like, all right, we going to a bar after and it's on you. So, but like...
I like that too. I get scared. Like, what if I go on a date and I get COVID? Like, I guess, I don't know. It's just like
you got a kiss with a mask on.
I'm dead.
I don't kiss on first dates though. I don't do that.
Oh yeah.
No kissing on first dates.
Huh? Yeah, you gotta like save yourself. You know.
I'm gonna put it by case basis.
Wait. Cool. Yeah.
Nah, but not.
Oh man. Yeah, that's a whole topic.
I know. We can go on.
I personally feel like honestly, like when it comes to dating going on a first date, I do feel like I would always appreciate it if a guy paid like fully.
Right.
Like just, you know, for the first date. Just cause like, okay, first
I just
off,
want some brownie points.
The amount of money, the amount
hey,
of
take note.
No.
I'm right here under the table right now.
No, I only say this cause ladies, you guys know how much your hair, makeup, nails,
I don't do eyelashes,
getting your eyebrows done, like
yes.
All these things. You know, like we really put in a lot of time, effort, resources to look good for y'all. We take longer to get ready. Like, you know, we really put in that effort. And also like you're courting us. I like personally to get courted because like also if you think about it in the long run, like we have to put our bodies through hell. Eventually, if you get to that point, like, you know, carrying your child for 9 months, Let me explain. Okay, so I do believe like at the beginning, it's nice to get courted by mine. Am I saying like the second date, third date, like every No, I'll start paying, but like you also have to recognize like a woman go through a lot in a relationship, in a marriage. Like we're still expected to look good, be passive, but also be hard. Like we're expected so many things of society.
Open the door for your legs.
Pay for
your
spaghetti.
No, you know what I was gonna say?
Pay for the spaghetti the first date, and then we can talk. I just think like the little things is what kind of makes a guy. Like, you don't need them to be, like, this insane, richly. Like, if anything, it's kind of like, I don't know. When I'm around, like, those super, like, manly mans that are, like, super rich, it's kind of like whatever for me. But it's the little things. It's like, are they going to put you on that side of the street? Like, are they going to just be kind to you? I don't know.
Just open the doors, guys. Open the doors when you take a girl.
And just pay for the first date. That's, like, my only ask. Like, I'm already, as a woman, you already go through so much.
You don't have to tell me so many times I got you the first date.
I wasn't telling you. I'm telling you. I mean, it's cool. I'm dead. I'm going to tell you again.
Mastro's on Julio after this.
Oh, dang, like that?
Honestly, take me to go get some bomb tacos. Unos tacos de asada del pastor.
I got a spot.
Don't make it hot though.
Don't make it hot though. Please
we'll
don't make
take
it
off camera. We'll make it off
camera. Shout out to the homie Jose.
El tío.
El tío for real.
Oh man. Okay. I mean, I think, you know, we'd love to be here all night.
This has been so much fun. Honestly,
this is like a little therapy session.
I know, right? We talked about it all.
We're gonna be on your guys' podcast soon, I'm sure.
We're gonna get really down deep to the nitty gritty.
We might make you cry.
Your questions hot and ready. I'm scared. Ready.
All right, you thought this was intense. Like next episode.
You ain't really gonna like what I have to say in the next episode.
We're gonna break you guys.
Yeah. Okay. So
we gotta do
some boot camp for that. So
we'll get media training.
No, we'll be nice.
Just a little though.
But seriously, thank you so much for having us.
Seriously,
yeah.
Thank you.
When Jenny told me we're gonna come on, I'm like, wow. Like,
that's, I know. I was like, you guys want to have us? What?
Thank you.
You ladies are friends of the podcast.
Yeah.
I see you especially as a friend. But it was so much fun. We laughed a lot. We talked about everything.
Almost cried a couple times. Yeah,
twice.
Julio definitely almost cried a couple times.
He's such some thug tears.
He's a little teddy bear.
Yeah. He is.
No, so yeah, I'm paying for every first day from now on.
The last first day. Just the first day.
You gotta pay for your last first day.
You're not asking for a lot, I don't think.
And no. Not, it's the first day. All right, cool. We'll figure that out.
Jenny, Jessica, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
A lot of fun.
Yes.
So we are going to be doing a giveaway on the socials. So we'll link that all in the notes in the description. So we'll have that all for you. LAFC tickets will be given away.
Yes, LAFC.
You can go meet Julio. He'll definitely be there.
Meet Mr. First One himself. Julio is going to be there.
I'll be in the little corner.
Yeah. Yes. But we're all going to be there. So stay tuned for that.
First round of drinks will be on Ramsey.
No, first one, whoever's late will pay for drinks.
I'll
pay for drinks. How about that?
Okay. Oh, he got money.
There you go. You're back in the game.
We're back. Hey, don't listen
to
that.
We'll pay for round two.
Yeah.
It's going to be multiple rounds.
It's going to be lit.
Multiple rounds. Yeah, sure. It'll be lit. So thank you again for listening. Stay tuned for that giveaway. And we'll see you guys next time. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.